Today, my guest is Richard Taylor. Richard, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Are you enjoying the conference?
I'm actually really enjoying the conference.
This is my first time at KCDC.
First time myself as well.
Excellent. What did you talk about?
Well, my topic on the for this conference was Xamarin.
Xamarin. You're a big Xamarin guy.
I'm a big Xamarin fan.
Yeah. How long have you been doing Xamarin?
For about 8 or 9 months now.
8 or 9? Oh, okay. Yeah. That's you've kind of dove into it with both feet.
Yeah, I've been a web developer for over 10 years, and a lot of times we get in situations where clients would ask us for a mobile app, and usually we pass it off to someone else. And I thought, hey, man, let me take a look at this. Let's give it a try at this. So I'm a .NET guy, so Xamarin was the natural first choice for me, and it seemed to work quite well for me.
That's interesting. I just assumed you were a long-time Xamarin guy because every time I see you, you're speaking about Xamarin.
Oh, yeah.
You seem to have a passion for it.
Oh, yeah, I do. I do. I like sharing it. I mean, basically, if you're any knowledge of C# and XAML, and using Xamarin Forms, you can actually produce a pretty well-built mobile app.
Let's start with, what is Xamarin?
Okay. Well, Xamarin is basically a tool set that was actually independent for a while, and then Microsoft acquired them a couple of years ago and integrated it as part of Visual Studio. And I used Visual Studio 2017, and they've made some huge strides in actually integrating it into the development environment. And actually, it's set up when you're installing Visual Studio, there's an option where you can actually install the mobile workflow, and you click on it, and it'll install Xamarin and everything you need. And then once that's all set up, you can start coding.
So what problem does Xamarin solve?
For me, I think it's pretty common that you might have someone that has this existing skill set on the .NET framework, and but have the need to build a mobile app, and they don't know Swift or any of the others, or at least platform specific languages, and Java for the Android side. And but in this case, you could use C#, and if you structure your app in a efficient way, you can actually have a common code base that can share amongst all the target platforms. So that's a cool part.
Tell me about that transition. You said you were a web developer. You weren't even doing mobile at all, before this.
Right.
And all of a sudden you pick it up and you're building applications for iOS, for Android, presumably for Windows as well, with the Xamarin tool. So was that hard? Was a huge learning curve for that?
Not for me. I mean, I've done some previous WPF work, and so there was XAML involved.
So you knew XAML already.
Yeah,
right?
I knew that already. And so that's, if you're using Xamarin Forms, that's basically how you kind of lay out your user experience. And then, of course,
you came into Xamarin at a good time when Xamarin Forms was introduced.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, right? So so with the combination of Xamarin and Xamarin Forms, I'm able to use C# and XAML to actually create my user experience. And then, of course, C# for all of your business logic and things like that. So bring it all together, and now you can actually build a mobile app. And it's pretty cool. I mean, if you design it properly, you can get over 96% code reuse across all three targets.
96%, that's really ambitious.
Yeah. I've seen 100% depending on the target.
A lot of my viewers are .NET developers, a lot more web developers. Mm-hmm. What was the biggest challenge that you had in migrating from doing web development to doing mobile development?
I think the number one challenge, at least for me, was not necessarily building the app and understanding how all that worked. It was more so understanding the different ecosystems and things like that in terms of emulators and actually running it locally and setting up for that, testing that sort of thing. Hmm. It's a little different, you know, when you have emulators and things like that versus just, you know, clicking F5 and running your app and watch your browser kick off. So making sure all that stuff was set up, that was probably the toughest challenge. Now 2017 does a great job of getting you quite of the ways there, but you still have to have an understanding.
That's Visual Studio 2017.
Visual Studio 2017.
Okay.
But you still have to still understand that, hey, I'm running in emulators and things like that. And then, of course, on the iOS side, I don't have a Mac, so there's some challenges in terms of how to actually get that compiled and actually work.
Oh, yeah, there's some improvements in that now.
Yeah, there's been improvements.
What's your workflow of building an iPhone app?
Well, right now, what I've been using is actually the latest version of Visual Studio 2017. I think it's 15.3. There's a preview of it's called Live Player.
Okay.
And basically, It allows you to actually, if you have like a mobile device, like an iPhone, you can actually hook it up to your laptop.
Okay.
And then it'll actually run the code, and you can actually see it on your screen. So that's how you can get by without having a Mac.
Oh, interesting. So it's not emulating; it's actually projecting what the plug-in iPhone is.
Yes. Now you still need a Mac to actually build the final code and actually deploy it.
Oh, and how do you handle that if you don't know?
Well, there's a couple options. You can actually have a network enable Mac on your network, and then actually Visual Studio can connect to it and actually do the build for you.
Okay, not an option for you. You already said you don't own
right. Or you can do Mac and cloud, which is basically over the internet.
And that's what you're doing.
Yeah, which is what a lot of folks do. Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Is there a charge for that?
I think the if you do like the shared setup, I think it's less than $30 a month or something like that.
Okay,
but you can scale up. It's kind of like a subscription kind of thing.
Oh, very cool. If there's web developers or .NET developers out there that want to get started with Xamarin, what advice do you have for them?
I would say definitely if you're not using Visual Studio 2017, go ahead and get there first.
All right, which is free, by the way.
Which is free. And get there first because it's really set up to streamline everything for you. And then once you get that, all your environment set up and ready to go, then I would definitely look at the docs online because there's some pretty nice tutorials as well as some sample apps. And then I would probably jump into Xamarin University and actually take a look at some of the courses and kind of follow the track for that.
Oh, yeah. I went to Xamarin University recently, and some of the courses, I think they're free,
mm-hmm.
and some of them there's a fee for.
That is correct.
Some of them might as well get started with the free ones. That's where I am. I always take the free stuff until I hit a wall.
Right. I think the free ones actually take you pretty far along the path in terms of introing and targeting the different platforms and things like that. So you can get pretty good distance on learning. So.
Excellent. Where are you speaking next?
Well, I'm speaking in Pennsylvania Tech Bash. So
excellent.
This will be my first time there, and I'm actually pretty excited about that.
Oh, it is. They have a water park there, you know.
That's what I heard. Fortunately, we're not bringing the kids, but...
You don't need kids to enjoy
the
water park.
No. I think we will enjoy the water park still, though.
Richard, thanks so much.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks, David. Okay, hello viewers. My name is Richard Taylor, and I just have a bit of advice for you. If you are a tech person like I am, and you want to get out and actually learn about some great technology, make sure that you get out to some technical conference or users group near you. You'll learn a lot of technology, you'll make a lot of friends, and just get out there and network and learn from others.